Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I hope you're going to tune in by phone and talk about yourselves tonight. Radiance by Design is a show all about you. We're talking about how we can radiate out into the world with a little bit more consciousness, how we can radiate out into the world in such a way as to, create our reality and to create the resonance or the fields or the frequency of where we're living, how we're interacting, who we're talking with, what's the nature of our conversation with others, and so on. So Radiance by Design, we do meditations, we talk to my guides and angels, we talk to your higher self and guides and angels, we do healing work, and a lot of that is based on you calling in. But every week, my name is Veronica Entwistle, which most of you know, and every week when you call in, what we talk about, well, let me see, I just got myself interrupted here. Each week we have a different subject, and today's subject is basically words and how each major words are very often on a kind of a continuum. So you can take a word like, success, and you can have it here. Success means having a job and in a corporation and security and retirement and so on, okay? Success means having met the partner of your dreams, and that's it. But when we're talking, it's really important for us to go into the words we're using at times and see if we've slid them up the continuum, meaning lifted it to its greater possibilities. And somebody will phone me and be talking, because I'm an intuitive, as you know. Good evening, everyone. I already said good evening, but then the power went out, and I think it's because our voices, my voice, your thoughts, your plan to call in, it's so incredibly powerful, we probably blew the circuit. What do you think? This is Veronica Entwistle saying this is a restart to Radiance by Design, and tonight we're talking about words. Let's start talking about the word power. What does power mean to you? Power is one of those words like, even like love or success, that is absolutely loaded. It's slanted by our kind of deep inner, perhaps our limitation, our fears, our genetic lineage. I remember saying to somebody, I really want power this year, and this person freaked, you don't want power. And what I was meaning, it was something very different than the scary kind of power. What I'd like to be, and what I see in many of my clients, because as most of you know, I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor, is power is that place inside, that being in touch with your own light and your presence, and not only your right to be here, but the magnificence of our being here, and putting that forward into the world in such a way as the light is brighter. And it doesn't actually have to bop anybody else or compete with anyone else. Because as you know, and I know too, in metaphysics we've learned so often that there is absolutely no competition. You are the only one in the universe that's got your job, your resonance. And it's your job, as Jackie's team likes to say, it's your job to bring that resonance down and have it, impact the earth. And that's our whole MO, really. So our power really is being in truth with who we are, authenticating ourselves, clearing our crap, and not coming at life with a bunch of defensive reactions and so on, and again, competing and pushing and pulling with other people. So I thought that we would talk tonight. We're going to do a little meditation. We'll probably keep it really short tonight because our program has been radically shortened. And I really want you to call in, and we're going to be talking about the various words we use and how we use them to limit ourselves or how we become more conscious and we use them to expand ourselves. So we'll use words like power, success, love. I was thinking of prosperity and resources, even the word light or being in the now. think it's really, really interesting how those words can actually apply a kind of a confinement or can apply an energy of expansion in our ascendant structures in our lives. It's really interesting, isn't it? So we can change our manifestation by changing the way we talk. So if you want to call in, I'm going to do a little meditation first. But I'd really like you to call in. So we better make our meditation really fast. Breathe deeply. Are you ready? And let's call in a very swift sacred geometric arrangement. See the golden ball above your head about 2 miles and below your spine about 40 feet. Great. And now drop the octahedron, which is a four-sided pyramid, from the top golden ball to about 20 feet out from the body at the waist height, and a matching pyramid facing end to end, upside down, with its point going into the bottom golden ball. And I forgot to drop the filament of light from the upper golden ball right down through your spine and into the lower golden ball. So now you've got the octahedron outside, the filament of light running through you from golden ball to golden ball. And now set up a crystal ball. The outside edges touch the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside that, there you are, and you're on a star tetrahedron. That's the three-dimensional Star of David. You're inside of it. And now spin and spin and spin and spin really fast. Good. And whilst you're spinning, take a look at the screens in front of you, the magical screens. And in the first screen, you create a movie of who you want to become or who you are. I always say I want to be multidimensional. And I want to be coming from love all the time, not fear. Okay, so what is it you want to be? Yeah, taller, shorter, fatter, thinner. Multidimensional, unidimensional. Good. Now wrap that in light. When you get the sense of it and really feel it, wrap it in light and then move to the next screen. And the next screen is about where you set up the movie of a project that you're setting up. And see that project working, the resources, including the people that are helping you out, coming to you, being magnetically attracted to you. Mm-hmm. And then you work with the people, the resources, the monies, and so on to create your project, to refine it, see yourself smiling and enjoying your project, see how successful it is, see the resources amplify and then actually flow to you to create this project in an ongoing fashion. Good work. And now we'll quickly go into the healing, the Galactic Healing Center. And we set up our healing table and the team, the healing team. Each of us has a healing team. And who's in your healing team? Have that healing team present itself around the table. And now you go in first and lie down and ask for the healing, either of your choice or let them work on you. I love it when I do this. I always see this little, these beings, and they're very interesting shapes, but there's a little short guy who can barely reach the table, but he has this interesting kind of vacuuming sort of apparatus, which is a part of his body, and he draws old frequencies out of my body, and the others work on it with energy. Mm-hmm. And we just let them. Good. And then ask them if they have a message for you about something that you could heal in yourself or that they would like to help you heal. And pay attention to the message. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And then wrap this scenario in light and send it on its way, and then we'll replicate the whole healing scenario with the team can replicate itself, and a fresh table. I'm going to put Bob in there on the table. Bob's got a cold. Mm-hmm. And you put somebody on there or ask somebody who you can ask people who wants to come in and have them come in. or you can choose somebody that you know needs help. Mm-hmm. And then get them to do some healing work. And you can feel that work, can't you, in your work, you know, Lynn, Bob, and whoever is your client. That's it. Now remember, you don't have to do much because they are the ones that have the ideas of what needs to be done, or the person lying on the table as well. Okay, good. They're pulling something out of Bob's head. Bob, I think you're thinking too much. Yeah, they're pulling streams of guck out of Bob's head, which I think isn't his consciousness. It's just he's got too much on his plate, probably. That's it. And now wrap your client, and I'll wrap Bob in light, and move him, and then create a fresh healing situation. And then see who comes in on this one. Okay. I have a young gentleman here who's got a lot of emotional disturbance. Interesting. And then they're pulling things out of his head as well. It's like big streams of energy. And from his stomach and his lungs. And from his intestinal tract. The lungs hold grief from ancient times as well as from this lifetime. And also the intestinal tract, as you know, holds a great deal of information from the subconscious. And my hero's lying there, and he has many issues he's trying to deal with, but the healing team is pulling much energy from his intestinal tract and from his lungs. Good work. And now wrap that in light. And then let's send our light. Instead of doing a specific political scenario, let's just draw light in through the top of our heads, light that is pink and harmonious, and have it come in through the top of our heads, choose its route right through our hearts and out into the world. And send that ribbon of pink light to hot spots around the world, touching various hot spots around the world with harmony, with love. Like they say in Avatar, I see you. Let's see them in various places. And then have that beautiful pink light absolutely swaddle the world. That's it. That's the way. And have it go round and round and round our planet, round and round the planet, until the whole planet is bathed in a beautiful, harmonious light. And have the light move back in through your chest, right up through your throat and up through your head, and shoot out to the great central sun. And now you just close off the healing center and then pop into your star tetrahedron vehicle of transformation. Get in there and spin and spin and spin and spin. Excellent job. Spin and spin and spin and spin. I love it when I get all dizzy with this. And then come on back into the room with me. Now what we're talking about today, as I said earlier, we're talking about words. And if we manifest through the way we talk, the way we use words is really, really important. And in certain contexts, the word can be very limiting, like success. If you have a pre-described success or an idea of what success is, and it's from the old paradigm, for example, like success is, what is it we used to say? Well, you get a university degree, you find a good spouse, you get married, and you have 2.4 kids, and you have a special kind of vehicle, and you live in the suburbs. That used to be success. It's not success, is it? And what is missing in that word? So I love to think of it as I've got this box of Chiclets, and it has success written on it. So you take that word and chew it like mad, yum, 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 yum. And then what is success to you? And you start to play with it, and you realize that some of these words absolutely cage us because they're representative of a belief structure that we took on maybe as little kids or in our lineage through our family history. I want you to call in and talk about the kinds of dreams you have, the expansions you have in your plans, the ideals that you have, what's going on in your life. And let's just pick on some of the words you use and see if we can't open the vistas for you just through how you talk, or else just call in about anything you like. So these are the numbers, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And there are three other lines as well, so here are the numbers for the three other lines. The other three lines are all 530 numbers. Then we have 327-7602, and we have 776-5185, and we have 413-4522. So call me. I'd love to talk to you. The other thing I was, when we were kind of getting ready, some of the words that I wanted to note that are really kind of trapping, if we're not careful, are words like practical. Bob and I were playing with words earlier, and something he said was practical, and I went, oh, that depends how you're using that word, practical. What does that mean to you? So we're going to talk about that. And the word love. Think about the word love. I love peanut butter. I love you. Does it mean exactly the same thing? And does it mean ownership, attachment? Does it mean I have you? Does it mean that you make me safe? What does it mean? Let's see if we can't move that. And there's words like special, or words like resources. What are our resources? We want to have prosperity. Let's look at prosperity. And then take the word prosperity and go into it and see what comes up with that. Prosperity is, to me, well, I think it's kind of an expanded word. It seems to be one where if you have prosperity, a lot of what you're playing with, a lot of what you're learning, a lot of what you're doing turns into what? Support, whether it's financial support or food or clothing or something. So it's kind of an interesting word. I like that. Resources is another one. What are the resources that you have, and how can you generate more and more resources? So it's not just money, is it? When we're doing in the sacred geometrics and we're doing our projects, the resources, I like to say, see the resources ongoing. Well, very often it's the people that we meet that have ideas that become amazing resources, isn't it? And then as you till the soil of your various projects, then the resources become whatever it takes, whether it's money and a place and a decoration and ongoing people or classes or books or CDs or electronics or whatever. All of that just keeps flowing through, so the resources really come well. Also, as most of us listening to Radiance by Design are aware, some of the resources come through the guidance that we know, the guides and angels and the higher frequencies that come through, because it's through the higher frequencies that we really get to manifest. There's another word, manifest. What does that mean? So call in with what you have to say. I guess some of you have probably already hung up tonight, haven't you? Well, golly, I really wanted to talk to you. Let's see, resistances. I was working with someone today who had a tremendous resistance going on, who said she didn't. And it was really quite interesting to me. I was saying, okay, it's very interesting because we were talking about, I'm talking about words and how they can be opening or they can be confining. And this person had a thyroid condition. And in that thought, she had a low thyroid, and she said, I have a certain kind of disease. And we went in, and I said, I don't know. I think it's that the condition has set the pace on how her thyroid was going to run rather than it remains a disease, if you see what I'm saying. So we started playing, and I was looking through her body energetically and saying, you know this, all of you, that your throat is where you transform all kinds of squeeze out, ring out, lots of experience in order to create higher frequency understanding, speech, and reflection of everywhere you've been. So when you go through a lot of stuff that has to do with your base chakra and your second chakra and your power center and so on, well, very often you'll get a congested throat. If you go through a huge event, you know, a big divorce or, you know, some kind of calamitous event, or you go bankrupt or your partner leaves you or you leave your partner, whatever, or your parents are mean to you, you're mean to your parents, you know, you go through these calamitous events, what happens is very often the spiraling energies moving up from the base chakra up through the belly and through the intestinal tract, through the subconscious, through the tribal information, and they're all spiraling like mad, squeezing up through your personal power center, up through your old heart courage center. Then they get to the throat and you're practically engorged. You've got this huge number of energies squeezing through the throat to refine themselves into the wisdom in your language. Very often we get somebody's widowed, boom, down goes the thyroid. The thyroid becomes slow or even fast. I mean, it just gets jiggled and it's not really manifesting the most even metabolism in your body. And that's, to me, because what happens when we get really emotionally congested, it goes up to the bottleneck, doesn't it? So here I'm working with this client saying, oh, I don't think you have the ongoing Hashimoto's. I think that what you've got is, and we'll see over time if this is right, but it's, what it looks like is she has tremendous resistances going on at a very deep level, trying to integrate, this is really interesting actually, trying to integrate what her tribal demands were. So for example, she has in her soul journey a drive to absolutely understand the values of tribal life in the Native American history. But to take those values, bring them up to a much higher level, and reinterpret them to include not just the Native American older values, but a whole new value structure which is going to involve higher consciousness civilizations. It's hard to explain, but I could see it trying to move up. But in her body and in her energy fields, there was a tremendous resistance because there was this old identity with these things. She's not Native American in this life either, but she's got an old identity with that sitting right in the red chakra, and she has to break out of it and then recreate the values, deeper values, the wisdom, and the ancient knowing from those times into a brand new kind of a structure. I mean, it's a very interesting thing to watch. And she said, no, I'm not resistant. So we were working at the throat and we were working at the base chakra until finally her body was really getting uncomfortable. As much as this sounds really sick on my part, I'm really glad because she's starting to get really uncomfortable. And then we broke it through, and her thyroid was lightening up and lightening up and lightening up as we broke through the resistance in the base chakra. I hope you can follow all that, because what we got into was resistance and transformation and then expression, or another way to put it is we got into synthesis. And it really is true that all of these words that we're playing with are really just energetic kind of bullets that come out and really present how much, I guess how much wisdom has been integrated with what we say. Like, let's go back to the word success or power that we started with. It's very, very wonderful to consider that we could be a species of people who are all empowered by ourselves and by our evolution, by our authentication, and by one another. Wouldn't that be great? And the word power would have such a nice, peaceful tone to it, where we would have the power to glow, the power to age in such a way as we become, that our wisdom is respected, that the years are respected, and that we accrue over time a lot of light, and that light becomes a participant in the evolution of our species. Hey, I was just thinking also about the movie Avatar. How many of you have seen Avatar? I bet you most of you by now. And what does that word avatar mean? I'm not quite sure. I don't know if I've just missed this or what. But why was that movie called Avatar? It seems to me that it's really an application. An avatar is a being who comes to the earth fully realized to someone who has completed the cycles of evolution on our planet as a part of the human species, and returns to Earth voluntarily to plant the or to hold the light so that the light will penetrate and raise the fields and frequency of the mass on the planet. Now that's interesting to me because I wasn't really thinking about the title of the movie, but looking at words I go, that was really interesting. So I guess what they were saying is that the wisdom, I don't know, let's think about that. It's the wisdom that's innate or potentially innate in the evolution of the species is kind of what the highest note was amongst all those people and in all the difficulties that they went through. Anyway, things are changing on the planet these days, aren't they? Things are really moving and a-grooving, and we've got an awful lot of life on our planet that my guides like to talk about it as the oligarchy, which is the rulership of many by a few, economically and so on. And the stress is on, the tension is on for these beings to take charge of as much as possible, and very much like in the movie, there are some mighty forces trying to take charge of the planet. But there's this amazing rising consciousness coming up through people. And I like to think that the computer and the internet and all of that are really making a huge difference for people's innate ability to rise to a higher level of self. And I really believe that that's true about humanity, is going to be what comes around, moves around the whole world in order to move us as a consciousness past the limitations of, for example, the oligarchy. I really believe that that's happening. Rising consciousness and then the synthesis of consciousness into people's behavior, people expressing a much more empowered creation, can create a whole different interpretation or meaning of the word, for example, success or love. Love can be a rising commodity for all humanity, the love of the earth, the love of trees, the love of flowers, the love of the oceans, the love of water, the love of the air, as well as the love of ourselves and the empowerment of selves and the love of one another. It's a whole lot different than I love you, so then I get to hold on to you and then we make each other safe. It's a very kind of exclusive flow instead of an expanding vibration going around the world, isn't it? So anyway, those are some musings of today. The next show is going to be Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And we were all down in Las Vegas, a lot of us, this last weekend for Jackie's intensive. And I'll tell you what, it has changed my life and I think Bob's as well. And we're going to be talking about that at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9 on beautiful BBS radio, as long as they stay empowered. First half of the show was disempowered, wasn't it? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe we were being intuitive and connecting with each other without any electronics. That is, to me, what the wizardry of this time is leading us to. Possible? Yeah, you betcha. And on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, I'm going to have a guest that I've had before. His name is Peter Matisse, and his expertise is on consciousness in business, and he has a ConsciousBusinessInstitute.com, ConsciousBusinessInstitute.com. Peter Matisse is a really interesting guy. Talk about power. He used to be a, I think he's an investment guy, and then he was one of the I don't know what they call them, the people that try and help people get businesses going and so on. And he was very successful in the corporate world, and it wasn't enough for him. His personal power was missing. He wasn't using his intuition. He wasn't using the higher levels of integrity and so on. So he became one who left all of that, and he sought shamanism. He studied through it, put himself through an awful lot of personal journeying, and now he's back out there and he's consulting for businesses to help them turn around their businesses so that in that relationship, in helping them. Oh, goody, we have a... Anyway, that was about Peter Matisse. You're on the air. You got about 2 minutes.
Hi, Veronica. This is Pete Meyer calling.
Hi, Pete Meyer. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I heard you talking about Avatar.
Yeah, what have you got to say about it? Pete's a radio guy.
And yeah, and so the whole concept of the word thing really got me going there. We saw the movie and came back from it, looked it up, and it was I think it mostly translated into English as incarnation. So I think it had something to do with the guy that was doing the transforming thing. I don't know if that's what you get from it or not, but.
Well, you know, I haven't officially looked it up, but I know it's often used for a very, very high being who chooses to come back to the planet even though they don't have to.
Something to do with Vishnu?
Yes.
Does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does. And I'm a little bit ignorant on details about Vishnu, so maybe next time you call in you can fill us in.
Absolutely. Enjoying the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
So did you see it in 3D?
You sure did. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I don't know why you'd want to see it any other way.
Did you love it?
It was great.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Of course, I have to go because the show's over. Right?
All right.
Take care. Okay. Thank you. That was a good call from a fellow radio person. So as I was finishing about Peter Matisse, he's going to talk to you about bringing consciousness to business, which is a part of the unfoldment. A lot of people would not put business and consciousness all in the same line. Talk about words having its own energy. And let's see. I guess next week, I don't know what we'll talk about. We may talk about words again because we only had half a show this time. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, if any of you would like a session with me, if you'd like to do some energy work and look for your own soul journey, do some healing work, just have some fun, or tell me who you'd like to hear talk on paradigm shifters or ideas for this show, email me veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And I want to say let's draw in some light and some love from the universe, because guess what? The fields and frequencies are moving faster and faster. Let's call it in through the top of our heads, send it out through our chests, through our hearts, to one another, and spread the love and the light amongst our Radiance by Design community. And we'll see you at the top of the hour if you can listen to Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing. I'll talk to you then. Good night.